Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome on this special afternoon during which we will all bear witness to the induction of Shelley Alexander as our minister here at the Vines. Shelley, we're excited. There are two invitations, I think, this afternoon for us. One is from the Psalms, an invitation to worship. Psalm 95, come let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 96, sing to the Lord a new song. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. And Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. In a few moments, we're going to sing a song called 10,000 Reasons. And it's a song that expresses praise and worship to our Lord. And though it doesn't use the word thanks, it is nonetheless undergirded with thanks. So today we offer our worship and praise to our Lord with thanks for bringing Shelley into our midst. And this is the moment in time when Shelley publicly affirms that which happened sometime last year, I think, her yes to her Lord to minister here. But there is the second invitation that comes in, because in this moment of affirmation for Shelley, it's also a moment of affirmation for all of us, whether you're part of the Vines or whether you've come from somewhere else. Shelley's yes to her Lord today and on into the future in ministry here at the Vines needs to be our yes also, today and every day, as we journey together with Shelley in all that we have been called to in this community where our Lord has placed us. So as part of that invitation, can I just invite you to place your hands on the top of your thighs with the palms up, just as a symbol of receptivity to the Lord in this moment. While I pray and while we witness in the service, something special to which we also are invited to respond. Lord, we offer you our praise and worship today with thanks and thankfulness for bringing Shelley into our midst. May we rejoice with Shelley in her calling, but also in our calling. May all we see and hear and do today be a new beginning for us as we seek to do and be all that you have called us to, today and every day of our forward journey. So with thanks, Abba, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we offer you our praise and our worship. Amen. And if you're able to, I'd invite you to stand and sing with us.
Sing like never before, all my life. Please have a seat. It's more than just a good afternoon, isn't it? It's a great afternoon, so have a great afternoon. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Marty Rosenberg, supposedly retired minister in the Uniting Church. And today I'm acting on behalf of the Generate Presbytery of the Uniting Church in South Australia. So welcome, Shelley, and your family, those who were not originally expected to come but managed to make it here, so it's great that you could come. Also to members of Shelley's former parish at Yankalilla and any other special friends who are here today to witness Shelley's induction into the Vines Uniting Church. Today there'll be part of the service actually up on the screen, and your parts, if you're joining in, yes you are, of course you are, will be highlighted in yellow. So let's begin. The Generate Presbytery of the Uniting Church in South Australia has resolved to induct Reverend Shelley Jan Alexander to serve as Minister of the Word in the Vines Uniting Church here at Woodcroft. Shelley, we rejoice that God has called you by the voice of the church to serve Jesus Christ in this settlement and presbytery. So I welcome you on this joyful occasion and greet you in the name of God with these words: the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
So let's confess our sins. Lord God, Lord of the church, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with all our heart or served you with all our strength. We have been blind to the vision of a renewed world and deaf to your call to discipleship. We've been indifferent to the suffering of others and unwilling to forgive one another. In your mercy, pardon us, restore us, so that, bound together in the ministry of Christ, we may serve you with joy all the days of our lives. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us, but entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. Hear then Christ's word of grace to us: your sins are forgiven.
Thanks be
to God. And a most appropriate song to sing after that declaration of our sins being forgiven is the next one, Amazing Grace. Our chains are gone, I've been set free, because that's actually what happens when our sins are forgiven. We're free. So let's stand and sing this next song together in response to Jesus forgiving us our sins.
Amen.
want to invite Jeff Wright to bring us the reading today. Jeff was the chair of, or is the chair of, Meningie Congregation, and he was chair back then when Shelley was candidating there. And then he attended her induction there and also laid hands on her for prayer at her ordination at Yankalilla. So Jeff's been invited specially to come. I don't think you could keep him away by the sound of it. No. So, Jeff.
No, it's a pleasure to be a part of Shelley's journey. Interesting reading today. The first few verses from this, Isaiah 43, that first part of the chapter, is just saying, Lord, through Isaiah, is saying to his people, I am your Redeemer. I am the Holy One. I am yours. Then he says to the people, starting at verse 16, this is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the armies and reinforcements together, they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not you perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and the streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honour me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen people. The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Here ends the reading. Praise be to God.
Good afternoon. I'm the Reverend Ruth Mary Bond, and I'm the Minister in Placement at Broadview Uniting Church, and it's my honour to be here today to serve in this capacity. I have known Shelley for a long time, and long before even the period of discernment, we had travelled together in ministry, and I was very blessed to be able to preach at her ordination as well. So you've got me today to preach. So why don't we begin with a prayer? Let us pray. Loving God, we just thank you for this opportunity that we might come and reflect on your word. We thank you that your words are for us today in the life that you call us to live. I ask, loving God, that you might open our hearts and minds that we might hear from you, and that my words might be yours through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for switching me on there right at that moment. Bring the presence of God down, I say. I don't know how many of you here have children, but I have quite a few children. And we often have this situation when we would go out to the park. They would head off, of course, ahead, running ahead of me. But they'd always look back to see what was going on, what was happening behind. And so they would look behind and they would look behind. And you can imagine what happened when they look behind. Exactly. They would topple over. And then I would come along and I would say, now, look where you're going, not where you have been. I believe our scripture today is talking exactly about that. This afternoon, God is saying, I am doing a new thing. That's what the reading says. The God who was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He says, forget the things that are in the past and think about the future. God is creating a new way, a new path in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Doesn't that sound wonderful? It's a wonderful promise. It's a promise of hope and transformation and divine provision, especially during those times of transition and struggle. So how do we do that? How do we just, I don't know, let go of the past? It's really easy, isn't it? No, it's not. It's not easy just to let go. So who we are was forged by what has happened to us in the past. So how can we just let that go? Is that what God is saying today? Is God saying, let go of the past? Well, actually, if you look at the scripture in context, which is really, really important, no, that's not what God is asking. God is actually asking the people to forget the past things that were not good. God is encouraging us not to dwell on those mistakes, regrets, not to focus on our old ways of living. Instead, the other option, look to what God is doing. I have some wonderful grandchildren now, and they came home from Sunday school recently with this wonderful piece of cotton wool, wet, stuck onto a piece of cardboard, and on it there was a little tiny seed. You're all laughing because you've done this Sunday school lesson before, haven't you? With this little seed stuck on this jolly cotton wool. You know, when they're four and they come home and say, look, you know, this is going to grow. And you're like, yes, it is. Great. Because this is what God is doing. You're like, okay. So they go to bed that night. They get up the next night. And what are they looking for? It to be a fully grown. They look to see if it's grown. And has it grown at all? No, probably not. But if you can encourage them to take a moment to look at the slightest change in that seed, and each time they visit, you look at the next thing, how it has grown, bit by bit by bit. Because that's often how God works when he grows new things. And you encourage my grandchildren to look at the little things, the little growth that is happening. And we can encourage that because we know that God is always moving. And if God is always moving, then there is always growth to be seen if we but have eyes to see. In the Uniting Church, in the wonderful basis of union, it says, we are a pilgrim people on our way. I often say, on our way to where? Maybe you've asked the same question. Well, the answer to that is really simple. We're on a journey to wherever God takes us. It may be unknown, but that's the where. It's not a destination. It's trusting God. It's trusting that God is already acting. It's trusting that God goes before us and that God is urging each one of us to be vigilant, and be aware of the new opportunities in our lives and in the lives around us. Shelley's done that with the new opportunity. Now, this might surprise you, but Shelley has a past.
Ruth Mary, be careful.
I'm not going into any of that right now, but I do take bribes. She's had been on many paths in the life that she has led. And very clearly, through those journeys, God has led Shelley to the Uniting Church. And she is part of the Uniting Church, boots and all.
Well, I'd like to take a shoot at that, actually. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Shelley's little sister. I've known her for
a long time.
Last year, we were brought up, we were Baptists.
Baptists?
We were Baptists. My father was a Baptist minister.
Ooh.
Not only that, my uncle was a Baptist. Not only that, my other uncle was a Baptist missionary. Come to think of it, both of our grandparents were Baptists. A couple of great uncles were also missionaries.
Yeah.
So, Goodsall, Uniting Church, 50 odd years Baptist.
Well, being Baptist at
May. What?
I've been in church in Christ for like 100 years,
probably. Right,
and
of course.
Shelley's ministry is that it really kind of resonates with my tradition and sensitivities of the Church of Christ. So I'm not really entirely sure. You know, the Church Boots are not. If you're not sure, ask Marge.
Okay. There we go.
Excuse me. We've known Shelley for many years. We're really close friends. And Shelley was in the Anglican Church.
What I want to know is how could Shelley lead the greatest church?
bishop or something like that. Is that right? Well, Shirley, what have you got to say to that?
I think we can both say it with Mary.
We are the body of Christ.
And I do feel sorry for the other denominations, but I feel no regret at all. Shelley is with us. And our scripture today says very clearly, we are the body of Christ. And no matter what tradition we come from, God journeys with us every step and every part of our life. Through the good, through the bad, and through the ugly. God is faithful, but he promises to make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. We know that to be true today. Shelley has travelled difficult paths. She has experienced devastating pain of sorrow. She has walked through the wilderness and she has spent time in the desert. I perhaps think many of us have journeyed a very similar journey in those exact same places. But we're still standing. Not like the Elton John song, I'm still standing. Yeah. We are standing because of who God is. Because we are here today because God has led us, he has held us, and in many cases, he has carried us. Sometimes through impossible obstacles, to bring us to this place now, where life changes. I'm not talking about haphazard change. I'm talking about purposeful change. A change that comes when we trust God. And when we trust God, we are reshaped, we are restored, and brings new life into all areas of our life. What a wonderful opportunity each one of us has today. And all we have to do is faithfully trust in our Lord and trust that God is active and that God's plans for us and our future is way better than our past. So we need to be prepared, for change. To be ready to take on the new. We need to step out of our old patterns and the way we have done things in the past and say we are prepared for what is new. To say yes, not to say, oh, we've never done it that way before. To step out and say, I'm okay with this change because it has a purpose. And the purpose is about bringing the kingdom of God to this place and drawing people to Jesus. That is the purpose. That we might make disciples. It's making sure that what we have done in the past, we do not hold so tightly to that, that it interferes with what God is going to do in the future. That's not easy. I'd like to say it is, but it's not. It's not easy for the wider church. It's not easy for any congregation. And if the truth is, it's not any easy for any one of us as individuals. But the promise that God gives us through this scripture is exactly the same. Let go of the past and accept the new things that God is doing. So here at the Vines, you've begun a new thing by accepting Shelley. I just want to say well done. Good choice. It's a new beginning. And I promise you, new things are going to happen through her ministry. God is going to use her and God is going to require things of you. And I would encourage you to be ready for that, no matter what it looks like, because it certainly won't look like what you think it's going to, because God doesn't work that way. So take a moment every day to focus on what God is doing now and now and now. Rather than on what has already happened or what is in the past. Don't look back and trip. because you're not looking forward. But rather, look at what God is doing. Accept the promise that God gives us. And may each one of us be ready to embrace God's activity in our lives, God's promise in this scripture for a new season, and the reassurance that no matter what, God is walking with us on this journey. Amen. We're going to sing as a response to this, Take My Life and Let It Be. This is a song that spoke to Shelley when she was in Jerusalem. And if you want to know more about that story, you can ask her. It's one that has been sung at her ordination and is sung on her induction. And so we're going to sing it today. So let us sing together and stand if you are able.
Actually, let's stay standing, because we've all got one thing in common in this place, and that is our faith in God. And there's a summary of that in the Nicene Creed, which we're all going to say together, because it's the summary of the faith that Shelley will be preaching and around which this community is gathered. And it's a summary of the good news that we can take out to the world. So let's say this, not just reciting a few words, but let's say this is our faith. Let's say it together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and our salvation, he came down from heaven
is incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. And for our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and who is the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now you can take your seats. Before I invite Shelley up here, let me tell you a little bit about her. Shelley was born in New Zealand, but left in 1985, first to Adelaide and then on to the UK before returning to Adelaide again in 1999. She then moved to Meningie in 2015, where she completed her Master of Divinity through Tabor College. She did a period of discernment and then became a candidate and worked as a chaplain at Resthaven Murray Bridge, and also did two stints as a school pastoral care worker, one at Ralcon and the other at Jervois. So what did she do before ministry? She did have a life, as she said. She is a musician who sang professionally in her early days in New Zealand, in her early adult life. She has been an administrator, a languages teacher, and a counsellor. She has worked for the New Zealand High Commission in London, for the New Zealand Rugby Union, for the Anglican Archbishop of Adelaide, and for Tabor College. And she has taught both high school languages in Adelaide and all ages at Meningie Area School. And in our to and fro to get this service together, I asked her to enlarge on a few of those things, because there's still a lot of mystery, a lot of untold things in there. And she said, forget it, we'd be here till 6 o'clock. So there's some conversation starters for you over the coming years. So at the beginning of 2021, she moved to Yankalilla into a ministry placement as Ministry of Pastor with Southwest Fluorio Uniting Church. That's where three churches of the there, Range Road, Delamere and Yankalilla. And at the end of 2022, she was ordained at the Yankalilla Uniting Church. In late 2023, she moved to Palmerston North, New Zealand, and became a minister at Pathways Presbyterian Church. So the Uniting Church in Australia has a reciprocal arrangement with the Presbyterian Church in New Zealand, so she didn't need to become a Presbyterian. She stayed a Uniting Church girl, so she could minister there. Shelley is divorced and has two adult children, but she's now returned to South Australia and is delighted to be back on what she calls her home soil. She's thrilled to have been called to be a minister at the Vines and can't wait to start here. So tomorrow, you're on. But come up here. So Shelley, our sister in Christ, you are called amongst other things to be a servant and a shepherd here at the Vines Uniting Church. It is your work to proclaim Christ's gospel, to call people to repentance and to assure them of God's mercy. You will teach, inspire, encourage by both word and example. You will share in the conducting of worship, baptising and celebrating the Lord's Supper with them. You are to encourage God's people in their ministry, care for those in need, stand with those who suffer, and to pray and act for justice. You will take Christ the Good Shepherd as your example, ministering to and caring for his people in their witness to the world. In view of this solemn trust, we ask that you reaffirm the declaration of faith and obedience that you made at your ordination, and to show that you desire, by God's grace, to continue your ministry in this congregation and amongst the community. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Shelley, do you confess Jesus Christ as Lord?
I do.
Do you embrace the faith and unity of the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church as set forth in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament, as expressed in the Apostles and Nicene Creed, and as explained in the basis of union?
I do.
Do you accept the discipline of the Uniting Church and the oversight of this presbytery?
I do.
Will you take part in the work of the Generate Presbytery and other councils of the Uniting Church? And will you share in the life and witness of the wider church?
I will.
So I want to invite Marge, Pam, Ross, Margaret and Varel to come forward with a few things.
We are the people of God. We bring the Holy Bible and water and bread and the cup and heart as signs of the ministry to which you were ordained.
Shelley, receive this Bible. It is your duty to proclaim God's word to God's people.
As we read in Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus said, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to the whole of creation."
So, Shelley, will you study the scriptures and proclaim the gospel as a faithful teacher in this community?
I will, by the grace of God.
Shelley, receive this water. It is your duty to baptize with water in the name of the triune God.
As we read in Matthew 28, verse 19, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
So, Shelley, will you administer the sacrament of baptism in this community?
I will, by the grace of God.
Shelley, receive this bread and cup. It is your duty to break its bread and offer the cup at the table of the Lord.
Again, as we read in John 6, verse 35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst."
Shelley, will you celebrate the Lord's Supper with God's family in this place and in other places as needed?
I will, by the grace of God.
We have come as the people of God, representing the congregation of the Vines Uniting Church. It is your duty to care for the people entrusted to you.
As we read in 1 Peter 5, 2-3, the Apostle Peter said, "Care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God."
Shelley, will you exercise pastoral care over the family of God in this congregation?
I will, by the grace of God.
And this is a heart made specially by Varel for you to take home, Shelley. Afterwards, it's yours. Okay? All right, you can have a seat, guys. Now, as a congregation, you have responsibilities too that you need to declare at a time like this. So I ask you to stand and respond to these questions. Members of the Vines Uniting Church, will you participate in the public worship of God and continue to the work of God, or contribute to the work of God as you are able?
We will, the Lord be with you.
Will you endeavour to be a Christian witness in the community by word and action? Will you welcome Shelley into your midst as your minister and leader? Will you listen for her word in her preaching and her counsel? Will you work alongside of her in her ministry of service? Will you care for her, welcome her into your homes, and provide for her what is necessary for her physical welfare? And will you at all times support her with your love and your prayers? You can take a seat. Thank you. So I now invite leaders from, or any other leader from the Generate Presbytery, that includes Uniting Church ministers and pastors, and any other church leaders who are there, who are here today, from other presbyteries as well as from other churches, can you please stand today to show your support for Shelley? So my brothers and sisters in Christ, who are in leadership roles, will you support your sister Shelley in the discharge of her responsibilities as a minister of the word within this presbytery and in this community, and in whatever way you can? Thank you. Take a seat. So now will the church council please come forward, as well as Jeff Wright, the chair of Meningi Congregation, and Alan Barnes, the chair of the South West Fleurieu Congregation's Link Council. And we're going to pray for Shelley and lay hands on her. Yes, stay right there and gather round, and I'll pray for her. So let's pray. Almighty God, in every age you have chosen servants to speak your word and to lead your people. We thank you for Shelley, whom you have called to serve you. Fill her with your Holy Spirit and give her the gifts she needs for this ministry. May she have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus and be a faithful disciple, being an example to the people of God and a witness to the world through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So as you remain seated, let's all pray together using the words that our Saviour gave us in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As a gathered body of Christ, let's give a blessing to Shelley. This is the same blessing that God gave to Aaron so that he could then on bless the people of Israel. So let's stand and say this blessing together. So Shelley, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look with favour upon you and give you peace. Amen. So Shelley, in the name of Jesus Christ, the sovereign head of the church, and with the authority of the Generate Presbytery of the Uniting Church in South Australia, I now declare Shelley Jan Alexander to be inducted to serve as Minister of the Word here in the Vines Uniting Church. Everyone's getting in on the act. It's great. Now, as its chair and on behalf of the congregation, Marge, would you like to come and say some words of welcome to Shelley?
It is wonderful to have you with us. We've had some lovely conversations even before this day, and I know she's right for us, and I hope we're right for her. So, as chair of this congregation, no, that's the wrong one, that's his. Shelley, I greet you as our new minister. I present to you the people of God in this amazingly wonderful congregation. They are ministers with you in the gospel, and I commend them to you, your prayers and your care. But let me just say a few words, if I may. Shelley, you don't know what a pleasure it is to say welcome to you today. We have longed for your coming, and you are now here. For 3 years, we have been without a minister, and at times that has been really challenging. We have prayed for the person whom God would bring to the vines, and we've worked hard to maintain a strong sense of purpose and direction. We have known God's grace abundantly over these last years. We have remained confident that God would honour our prayers and bring the right person to minister with us. And as I said before, today is the day. I'm quite emotional, actually. It's just so wonderful. We will love and care for you, even as you care for us. We will support you, and together we will seek God's direction so that we might continue to be a beacon of light and hope in our community. I know that God will continue to bless us. He never lets us down, and he will direct us as we reach out in his love to those beyond our doors. And just to add, I had a text message from Malcolm Bottrell saying he was really sorry he couldn't be here today, but he sent his love to you. So I'm just going to say it is finally good to have you.
It's good to be here.
It's been a long journey from when we first started.
Shelley,
do you want to reply to that? I'd love to reply to that. At the back, I'm just going to take this off. Is that going to work? Because my hair's in the way, and it's, if I can use this, that'll be better. It's wonderful to be here. And just a few words, because I know we all want to get to afternoon tea. But firstly, I do want to acknowledge that we are here worshipping on Kaurna land. And we live and we work and we play on Kaurna land. And I want to honour all the elders past, present and emerging who have been custodians of this land for so much longer than we can even imagine. And I just want to encourage us all to be really aware that we too are custodians of the land that we are privileged to live on. I didn't know what Ruth Mary was going to say in her talk today, but I did want to tell you a funny story as a result. Well, you might find it, I found it traumatic at the time. I was a very little girl. I think I was about 3. My sister doesn't know this one. I don't think. I might have told you. My dad explained to me that seeds grow into trees, and I didn't believe it. It was not logical. And so in the end, he said, look, I've got this apple seed here out of your apple core. We're going to plant it in the front yard and see if it grows into a tree. And I got up the next morning and I went out, and it had, Margaret. There was about this much of a tree. And yes, so I was so excited. And I was so excited that Dad started to feel a bit bad because it was just a bit of a joke. And Mum was furious with Dad for getting my hopes up. But I had so much faith that I insisted this really had grown out of the seed. And I started weeping because I was so insistent that they hadn't recognised what was happening. So Dad, feeling quite bad by now, and Mum being furious with him didn't help, pulled it out of the ground to show me it didn't have any roots. But that didn't help. That just made it worse because he had ruined the whole thing. And yes, it still stays with me. But what Ruth Mary said, of course, we know to be true, that seeds don't go straight away. They don't grow straight away. And we have to be patient while God is doing his work in that seed. And all we can do is we can help by not hindering its growth. But the seed grows slowly in God's time. Now, believe it or not, my family already know this, I'm not perfect. And I know right now we're so excited about our future together that you might be expecting great things and you'll be disappointed at some stage or maybe many times. Because I'm not perfect, I imagine it's possible that you're not perfect either. And so I imagine I might be disappointed at times, but that's part of life, isn't it? Learning and growing together, and especially when we come to difficult times together, to forgiving each other and to looking to each other in love and to be able to carry on growing together, even though we might have hiccups along the way. I just want to say that I also have been waiting, not as long as you, but it was last year in September when I put my name with the SA Placements team, and then they wanted a Zoom interview with me because I'd been away a while and they wanted to check who I was. It was an intimidating Zoom interview because instead of having a few faces on the screen that you're watching, they were all sitting at a long boardroom table, and I was sitting in my living room in New Zealand, and there were 13 of them, and they were... Because they were so far away, I couldn't see their faces or read their body language, and I didn't feel I was going over very well. And then they didn't suggest a placement immediately on the spot. So I felt a little worried. And then I was very surprised on the Friday when someone from that committee rang me and said, we've thought of a couple of placements that you might want to look at, we think might be suitable for you. So I thought, do they really think that, or are they just saying that? And then I looked, and there was the Vines, and I didn't know anything about the Vines. And so this is where Malcolm is getting his third mention in the service. Malcolm Bottrell has preached quite a bit down in our southwest Fluria, and so I've met him, and I know him. And I noticed when I looked on your services that have been streamed that Malcolm had been here quite a bit. So I did my due diligence. I rang Malcolm. I said, remember me. I was at Yankalilla, and you have often preached there, and I see you've often preached at the Vines, and I would just love, you know, I just would have loved it if God had spoken through Malcolm to me right then. I said, I would love it if you could think about me and the Vines and see if you feel it might be a fit. And he said, well, Shelley. And then he said, the Vines is the most loving, warm, welcoming, accepting, caring community. And I just thought, oh. So I was in from that moment. However, the Vines may have had their doubts, I don't know, but I didn't hear anything for more than a month after that. And I'd allowed my name to go forward and I heard nothing. So I did then think, God is in control. God knows my heart. God knows what the Vines needs. And if they don't get back in touch, it's because it's not right and there's something else. I myself felt it was right from that time. But every church goes through this and every minister goes through this. The discernment has to be on both sides. So by the time the Vines did get back to me to say they were interested in an interview, I had decided that they decided that I wasn't for here. But as we all know, it then unfolded and I had a Zoom interview, and then I was here after Christmas for a week on holiday and we had a face-to-face interview in this lovely purpose-built building, which has got potential for so much. And so with a couple of slips and twixt, slip between cup and lip along the way, here we stand today. I couldn't be more delighted to be here with you. I moved into the flat that the church is renting for me in Morfitt Vale on Monday, and it's been a very busy time since I came back a month ago now. And 6 days after I got back, my father passed away, and then we had his funeral yesterday. So that's why my family have been able to be here. And although I've got 10 chairs that I can't, we can't sit on because there's no room, and 10 boxes we can't unpack because there's nowhere to put them, I do have family members staying with me, so we're having a lovely old time. It's wonderful that they're able to be here to share in this moment with all of us. I don't know where we're going, but as Ruth Mary said, we don't need to know where we're going. We know who we're going with. We know we're on a journey. We know that we will try and follow what we believe God is telling us. And I'm not going to cast that vision here and now because we need to listen to each other and work that out together. But I just want to finish by saying that I think what Malcolm said to me is a very good sign about the nature of the Christian community in this place, because Jesus said, love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. So what better way of advertising is the wrong word, what better way of being a beacon to this community but to love one another and to love everyone with whom we come in contact. So that's my little response today. Short talk, it said, so that's that. We're ready to finish. I'm going to introduce the last song. The last song is one that I did also choose for my ordination, Tell Out My Soul. And the musicians are going to come back up. This, if anyone doesn't like old-fashioned hymns, I suggest you think again, because some of them are just fantastic and you need to sing them at full voice, don't you, Ruth Mary? And this is one such. So let's join together and stand if we're able and sing our final hymn, Tell Out My Soul.
And Shelley, can I just say before we sing this that this group of musos up here isn't perfect either.
Oh.
But we're reasonably close.
I thought you were going to say you've got a different song that we have to sing.
I'd never do that.
We changed the tune. What should we do?
Thank you.
Good on you. May the Spirit of God now lead you all into truth. Give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and to empower you to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Please have a seat. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people, or some people, who couldn't make it here. So are there any special greetings that you'd like to give from people who haven't been here, or perhaps greetings from where you come from to give to Shelley? And I'll bring a mic around if there is.
Shelley, I'd like to greet you on behalf of Seeds Uniting Church in the Generate Presbytery, where I work, and also on behalf of Malvern Uniting Church, where I worship. Welcome.
Shelley, as you know, there's a few people that from Meningi that can't be here today because we have a couple who's a very big part of our church celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary today. So I'm here from Meningi, but the Pattersons would have loved to have been here, and so would quite a few others from our congregation. So great to see you on your journey.
Two members of our congregation who have not been very well over the last fortnight, Richard and Sue Bismeyer, but they particularly asked me to mention that they would have loved to be here today.
Prayers and love, Shelley, from Church of the Trinity at Clarence Park.
Shelley, on behalf of Pastor Adam Morris at Our Saviour Lutheran Church at Beaufoyle Park, I also work for the Lutheran Church. Welcome to the Vines and welcome to this area. Looking forward to working with you.
On behalf of the Anglican Church, and I can't speak for this part of the world, but on behalf of the Anglican Church, the Diocese of Adelaide, and I'd like to wish you all the best, Shelley, in your ministry here, and you know that your Anglican friends will always be here to support you and to pray for you.
Your influence precedes you, as wide as it is. Oh, you just say something, sorry.
My husband Matthew from Spicer Uniting Church and my son David sends his love and blessings to you.
Going. Done. I'm sure you'd all like to greet Shelley, and you'll have a chance over some afternoon tea. So let's say good day to her then, and enjoy some food together and some fellowship together. Thanks.